The following is a class on the Bhagavad Gita as it is, chapter number 2, text number 41, given by His Grace Sriman Sankarshan Dasadhikari, recorded on September 23rd, 2009, in Riga, Latvia.
So this evening we are blessed with the most auspicious opportunity to study the Bhagavad Gita as it is, translated and purported by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Didanti Goswami Maharaj Prabhupada, chapter number 2, text number
41.
241. Om namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
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 Om namo.
Vyasayatmaka
Buddhir
Ekeha Kurunandana Buhushaka Hyanantascha Buddhiyo Vyasayanam. Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. Those who are on this path are resolute in purpose, and their aim is one. O beloved child of the Kurus, the intelligence of those who are irresolute is many-branched. Therefore, a strong faith that by Krishna consciousness one will be elevated to the highest perfection of life is called vyavisayatmaka intelligence. The Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhya 2262 states, Shadha Shabde Vishvasha Kahe Sudridha Nishchaya Krishna Bhakti Kaile Sarva Karma Krita Haya. Faith means unflinching trust in something sublime. When one is engaged in the duties of Krishna consciousness, he need not act in relationship to the material world with obligations to family traditions, humanity, or nationality. Fruitive activities are the engagements of one's reactions from past good or bad deeds. When one is awake in Krishna consciousness, he need no longer endeavor for good results in his activities. When one is situated in Krishna consciousness, all activities are on the absolute plane, for they are no longer subject to dualities like good and bad. The highest perfection of Krishna consciousness is renunciation of the material conception of life. This state is automatically achieved by progressive Krishna consciousness. The resolute purpose of a person in Krishna consciousness is based on knowledge. Vasudeva sarvamiti samahatma sudurlabha. A person in Krishna consciousness is the rare good soul who knows perfectly that Vasudeva Krishna is the root of all manifested causes. As by watering the root of a tree, one automatically distributes water to the leaves and branches, so by acting in Krishna consciousness, one can render the highest service to everyone, namely self, family, society, country, humanity, etc. If a person is satisfied by one's actions, rather, if Krishna is satisfied by one's actions, then everyone will be satisfied. Service in Krishna consciousness is, however, best practiced under the able guidance of a spiritual master who is a bona fide representative of Krishna, who knows the nature of the student and who can guide him to act in Krishna consciousness. As such, to be well versed in Krishna consciousness, one has to act firmly and obey the representative of Krishna, and one should accept the instruction of the bona fide spiritual master as one's mission in life. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur instructs us in his famous prayers for the spiritual master as follows. Yasham prasadahan bhagavat prasado Yasham prasadana gati kutopi Dayanstu vangstasya yasashtri sanyam Vande guroshi Charanaravindam. By satisfaction of the spiritual master, the Supreme Personality of Godhead becomes satisfied. And by not satisfying the spiritual master, there is no chance of being promoted to the plane of Krishna consciousness. I should therefore meditate and pray for his mercy 3 times a day and offer my respectful obeisances unto him, my spiritual master. The whole process, however, depends on perfect knowledge of the soul beyond the conception of the body, not theoretically, but practically. When there is no longer a chance for sense gratification manifested in fruitive activities. One who is not firmly fixed in mind is diverted by various types of fruitive acts. Vande Shri Guru Shri Jata Padakamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupa Sagra Jata Sagana Raghunatan Vitam Tam Sajiva. Sadaitam Zavadutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakam Vitamscha. So, in this material world, we're all facing a problem.
Tā šajā materiālajā pasaulē mēs visi sastopamies ar problēmām.
Problēma, Russian, problēma?
Latvian.
Oh, Latvian. Okay.
Russian also.
Ah, same thing in Spanish, yeah. So we have a very big problema.
Mums ir tāda ļoti liela problēma.
And that is the independent spirit.
Un tas ir neatkarīgais gars.
We do not want to work under higher authority.
Tas nozīmē, ka mēs nevēlamies atzīt augstāku autoritāti.
And we justify it with so many false philosophies.
Un mēs attaisnojam tik daudz dažādas viltus filozofijas.
Problem is we can't really be happy by that independent activities.
Bet problēma ir tāda, ka mēs patiesībā nemaz nevaram kļūt patiesi laimīgi ar šīm te neatkarīgajām darbībām.
No matter what we may do, no matter how much apparent success we may have in this material world,
un nav svarīgi, ko mēs darām un cik daudz mēs kaut kādu laicīgu panākumu gūstam šajā materiālajā pasaulē.
We can never be happy because we're acting independently of the laws of God.
Bet mēs nekad nebūsim laimīgi, tāpēc, ka mēs darbojamies, cenšamies darboties neatkarīgi no Dieva likumiem.
In other words, we're not in harmony with the laws of God.
Citiem vārdiem sakot, mēs neesam harmonijā ar Dieva likumiem.
If you want to have a beautiful sound, there has to be harmony.
Ja jūs vēlaties, lai skaņa būtu skaista, ir nepieciešama harmonija.
In music there's two terms, dissonance and consonance.
Un mūzikā ir divi termini, disonance un kas būs mūzikā otrs, disonance un
consonance. Maybe you don't. Anyway, consonance means two sound vibrations which are very compatible. Two or more sounds that are
very,
like a symphony orchestra, you see, they're using consonants. All the sounds are in harmonizing with each other into one beautiful sound. You see, that's called consonance.
We say harmony.
It's like harmony, yeah. But consonance is when the sounds are clashing with each other, you see. They're ugly sounds, you see. Clashing of sounds. Disharmonious sounds, you
see.
So, we either can be in a state of harmony or disharmony with the Supreme
Person.
Harmony means we are dependent. We understand that I'm subordinate to the Supreme Person, I must obey Him, must please Him.
Un harmonija nozīmē, ka es esmu pakļauts augstākajai personībai, man tā ir jāklausa, man tā ir jācenšas iepriecināt, man tā ir jākalpo.
That is a state of harmony with the Supreme Person.
Un tas ir kādā veidā būs harmonija ar augstāko personību.
And disharmony means, well, I don't have to do what he says, I'll do what I want.
Disharmonija nozīmē, ka es nevēlos darīt, ko viņš saka, es gribu darīt to, ko es vēlos.
I may even deny his existence, you see. Oh, there is no God.
Un es pat varu noliegt viņa eksistenci. Nav nekādu dievu.
Just like that philosopher Nietzsche. He said, God is dead.
Ja, tā kā, piemēram, Nietzsche teica, ka Dievs ir miris.
But now Nietzsche is dead.
Bet tagad Nietzsche pats ir miris.
And God is still living.
Bet Dievs joprojām dzīvo.
So, in this way, we have to understand how to live in harmony with that Supreme Person.
Un tā mums ir jāsaprot, kā dzīvot harmonijā ar šo augstāko personību.
This verse nicely describes that state of harmony.
Un šīs te pants skaisti apraksta šo te harmonijas stāvokli.
Those who are in a state of harmony with the Supreme, they have, their intelligence is one-pointed.
Un tie, kas ir harmonijā ar visu augstāko personību, viņu saprāts ir vienvirziens, vērs uz vienu punktu.
They know exactly what they're doing with their life.
Viņi skaidri zina, ko viņi ar savu dzīvi dara.
They're completely focused on that.
Un viņi pilnībā ir fokusējušies uz to.
And every day they work towards achieving their goal of becoming Krishna conscious and spreading Krishna consciousness.
Un katru dienu viņi veic darbības, lai sasniegtu šo mērķi, lai nonāktu pašu Krishnas apziņā un izplatītu Krishnas apziņu.
But those who are not in harmony with the Supreme,
bet tie, kas nav harmonijā ar augstāko,
they think, well, I could be happy in this way, I can be happy in that way. They keep dancing from here to there and they never find happiness.
Tie domā, ka es varētu tomēr kļūt laimīgs tādā veidā vai šādā veidā, un tā viņi valsē no vienas situācijas uz otru.
Bahushaka, described many-branched intelligence.
Un šeit ir rakstīts, ka tātad tas viņu saprāts ir sazarots.
So what does one do if he finds himself with a many-branched intelligence? How does he bring it into focus to become Krishna conscious?
Un kas tad cilvēkam būtu jādara, ja viņš saprot, ka viņa saprāts ir sazarots? Kā viņam padarīt šo saprātu fokusēt?
That's described here by Srila Prabhupada.
Un šeit Srila Prabhupada to apraksta.
By serving Krishna, who is the root of existence,
kalpojot Krishnam, kas ir visas eksistences sakne,
under the guidance of a bona fide spiritual master,
garīgā skolotāja norādījuma pavadībā,
who knows your nature,
kurš zina jūsu dabu,
and who can give you customized guidance according to your nature,
un kurš saskaņā ar jūsu dabu var jums dot norādījumus, kas pielāgoti tai.
That is the ideal situation.
Un tā ir ideālā situācija.
As Prabhupada says, it is best practiced in this way.
Un vislabāk, kā Prabhupāds saka, to vislabāk praktizēt šādā veidā.
Therefore, the Vedas tell us that each one of us should have a spiritual master.
Un tāpēc Vēda saka, mums vispirms jāiegūst garīgais skolotājs.
We should take shelter of him by the process known as diksha or initiation.
Mums jāpieņem patvērums pie viņa ar tā, caur procesu, kas ir zināms kā diksha ir iniciācija.
Just as a physician guides the patient how to heal himself, the spiritual master guides the disciple how to get out of his fallen condition within the modes of nature.
Tāpat kā ārsts pacientam norādījums, kā atveseļoties, garīgais skolotājs sniedz savam audzēkņiem norādījums, kā tikt vaļā no šīs te materiālās dabas ietekmes.
So, there are many injunctions in the Vedas saying that one should take shelter of a spiritual master.
Ir ļoti daudz norādījumu Vēdās, kas saka to, ka cilvēkiem ir jāpieņem patvērums pie garīgā skolotāja.
Tad viganārtam sa gurumē vā bigats čet. It is described in the Mundaka Upanishad. That if you want to know that transcendental science, then you must, you absolutely must take shelter of a bona fide spiritual master.
Un tur ir teiks, ja tu vēlies apgūt šo pārpasaulīgo zinātni, tad tev ir nav cita varianta, tev ir obligāti jāpieņem garīgais skolotājs.
So this is an essential item for one who actually wants to awaken his Krishna consciousness.
Un tā ir tā būtiskākā lieta, ja kāds sevi vēlās atmodināt Krišnas apziņu.
He must accept the spiritual master.
Mums ir obligāti jāpieņem garīgais skolotājs.
Otherwise he is not properly situated.
Savādāk jūs neatrodaties pareizā stāvoklī.
Of course one has to first qualify himself.
Protams, cilvēkam vispirms ir jāsasniedz šāds te līmenis.
Spiritual master is taking a big responsibility to deliver that person.
Jo galīgais skolotājs uzņemās lielu atbildību, lai atbrīvot šādu cilvēku.
So that person has to agree to follow basic rules and regulations.
Un tāpēc šim cilvēkam ir jāpiekrīt sekot pamat likumiem un norādījumiem.
No illicit sex.
Nekādas neatļautas seksuālās attiecības.
No meat eating.
Nē, gaļasēšanai.
No intoxication.
Nekādas apriepinošās vielas.
No gambling.
Nē, azartspēles.
And chant at least 16 rounds of Hare Krishna Japa Mala every day on the Japa Mala beads.
Un katru dienu atkārtot vismaz 16 āpļus uz Japa Malas ar Hare Krishna mantru.
So if one is willing to make that commitment,
ja kāds vēlas šādu apņemšanos,
as a lifetime commitment,
uz visu mūžu,
spiritual master will accept.
Tāda garīgais skolotājs viņu pieņems.
That yes, you can become disciple and I will guide you how to go back to Godhead. Yes, you can become disciple and I will...
Un tad jūs varat kļūt par mācekli un tad jūs tiksiet vadīt, kā nokļūt atpakaļ pie Dieva.
So then, as Srila Prabhupada explains here,
un tad Srila Prabhupada šeit skaidro,
then one must take the order of his spiritual master to be his very mission in life.
Un ka cilvēkam ir jāpieņem which is
one should, just before the Sanskrit, right, should be right around in here, yeah, somewhere in here. Mm-hmm.
Un tāpēc lai apgūtu Krišnas apziņu, stingri ir jāklausa Krišnas pārstāvis un īstenā garīgā skolotāja norādījumi jāpadara par dzīves uzdevumu.
In other words, the only goal of my life is to serve the order of my spiritual master. I have no other goal except
that. Tas nozīmē, ka vienīgais mums dzīves mērķis ir kalpot savam garīgiem skolotājiem un nav citu mērķu dzīvē.
That is called fixed intelligence.
Un tas nozīmē, ka tad ir saprāts, ir fiksēts saprāts.
I don't have any separate agenda.
Man nav nekādas atsevišķas savi plāni ārpus tā.
I simply want to please my spiritual
master. Es vienkārši vēlos iepriecināt savu garīgo skolotāju.
So instead a state of full surrender to guru, one can quickly and easily come to the platform of pure devotional service. In such a state of full surrender to spiritual master.
Un tādā stāvoklī, ka cilvēks pilnībā kalpo savam garīgajam skolotājam, viņš ātri var pacelties uz tīras garīgās kalpošanas līmeni.
So therefore we advise all of you.
Un tāpēc mēs dodam padomu visiem jums.
To become fixed in chanting Hare Krishna, these 16 rounds on Japa Mala beads.
Censties nofiksēt sevi uz to, ka jūs vismaz 16 apļus dienā skaitāt Hare Krishna mantru.
Become fixed in following these regulative principles.
Un stabili esat šo regulējošo principu ievērošanā.
And surrender yourself to the bona fide spiritual master.
Un nododat sevi garīgiem skolotājiem.
Because this will make you happy.
Tāpēc, ka tas darīs jūs laimīgus.
Otherwise you're holding on to a false sense of independence. That's so.
Jūs pretējā gadījumā jūs turaties pie pilnīgi viltus tās sajūtas, kas ir liekas.
And I guarantee you that will never make you happy.
Un es jums garantēju, ka šī sajūta nekad nedarīs jūs laimīgus.
So it's your choice. You have that independence.
Un tā ir jūsu izvēle. Jums ir šī te neatkarība.
Krishna has given you independence.
Krishna ir devis jums izvēles brīvību, neatkarību.
To act according to your choice.
Rīkoties saskaņā ar savu izvēli.
Now what you do with that power of independence, that's up to you.
Bet tas, ko jūs darat ar šo neatkarību, tas jau ir atkarīgs no jums.
Do you want to engage it in Krishna's service?
Vai jūs to iesaistāt kalpošanā Krishna?
Or do you want to do it to try to be an independent enjoyer?
Vai jūs cenšaties ar tās palīdzību kļūt par neatkarīgu baudītāju?
The Vedic wisdom tells us very clearly that we have to engage it in Krishna's service.
Un vediskā gudrība saka mums ļoti skaidri, ka mums ir jāiesaist šī te neatkarība kalpošanā Krishna.
Sarva dharman parit yajau mam ekam sharanam vrajo aham tvam sarva bhavebhyo mokshyasyami ma shuchah. Krishna says, give up all of their duties and simply surrender to me.
Krishna saka, atsakies no visiem saviem, atstāj visus savus pienākumus un vienkārši nodod sevi man.
I should deliver you from all sinful reactions.
Un es tevi atbrīvošu no visām priecīgajām sekām.
Do not fear.
Nebaidies.
So, that doesn't mean you have to give up your occupational duty.
Tas nenozīmē, ka jums ir tāpēc jāatstāj savu pienākumu.
But you engage the results of that occupational duty for the pleasure of Krishna. That's the
Bet
point.
Jūs iesaistat savas šīs te darbības rezultātus kalpošanā Krishna.
In this way you become perfect.
Un tādā veidā jūs kļūstat pilnīgs.
In this way you become happy.
Un tādā veidā jūs kļūstat laimīgs.
So that is our invitation to all of you tonight.
Un tas ir mūsu uzaicinājums visiem jums šovakar.
Kindly take this pathway as we described it to you.
Lūdzu, pieņemiet šo te ceļu, kas man patīk aprakstīts.
If you do so, we can assure you, you will achieve unlimited happiness very quickly.
Un, ja jūs tā darīsiet, es pilnīgi droši varu teikt, ka jūs sasniegsiet bezgalīgu laimi ļoti ātri.
So now I can ask if there's any questions.
Un tagad es jautāju, vai kādi jautājumi.
Different natures, and that spiritual master, that we can get spiritual master, and that spiritual master can see our nature, our real nature.
That's what she said.
Is it
I'll let him amplify, that'd be easier. Yeah.
So, do we have different natures?
But Walker be okay, I'll first say in English, then Latin. Yesterday there was a question about how we differ from how jivas are different from Krishna. And yesterday you say that actually there's no such a big difference. But today you describe that it was said in the purport that spiritual master can see the nature of his disciples. So does it mean that, well, how to understand that there is a different nature? So how to understand...
The basic constitution is the same, eternal, full of bliss and knowledge.
I'll translate in Latin first. Tad jautājums bija vakar tika uzdots jautājums, kā dvēseles atšķirās no Krišnas, un pamat atbildi bija, ka nav, pamatā nav atšķirības, bet šodien pantā tika skaidrots, ka garīgais skolotājs redz savu audzēkņu dabu un dod norādījumu saskaņā ar to, vai tas nozīmē, ka tomēr ir tā daba dažāda, ja? Un atbilde ir, ka pamatā atšķirības nav, jo visi mēs esam gan Krišna, gan dzīves ir mūžīgas, zināšanu pilnas un svētlaimes pilnas.
So the basic constitution is Krishna is eternal, we are eternal, Krishna is full of bliss, we are full of bliss, Krishna is full of knowledge, we are full of knowledge. The difference is he is the master and we are the servant.
Mahārāj atkārto, ka tātad mēs esam mūžīgi tāpat kā Krišna, mēs esam zināšanu pilni tāpat kā Krišna, mēs esam svētlaimnieks pilni tāpat kā Krišna. Taču atšķirība ir tāda, ka viņš ir kungs un mēs esam viņam pakļauti, mēs esam kalpi.
So they are the same and they are the difference. There are similarities and also differences.
Tātad ir līdzības un ir atšķirības.
They both share the spiritual nature.
Viņiem abiem pieder šī garīgā daba.
But Krishna is the complete whole.
Bet Krishna ir pilnīgais viss.
And we are the tiny parts.
Un mēs esam mazas niecīgas daļiņas.
Just like there is the sun planet and there are these rays of sunlight, you see.
Tā kā, piemēram, ir saule kā planēta un ir mazas saules daļiņas.
They both share the same qualities of heat and light.
Un gan saulē, gan šīm mazajām saules daļiņām ir šī kvalitāte gaismas un karstuma kvalitāte.
But one is very, very big, sun planet.
Bet saule kā planēta ir milzīga, liela.
And the little rays of sunshine, they're very tiny.
Bet mazie saulstariņi, tie ir ļoti, ļoti niecīgi.
So you are the tiny ray of God.
Un jūs esat vienkārši Dieva stariņš.
Because you come from God, you share the same qualities of God.
Tāpēc, tā kā jūs nākat no Dieva, īpašības jums ir tādas pašas kā Dievam.
Also another example, the ocean, you see the drop of ocean water.
Nākamais piemērs ir, kas to paskaidro, ka piemēram okeāna piliens.
It has the same chemical composition as the entire ocean.
Ķīmiski tam ir tieši tādas pašas īpašības, tas ir tāds pats kā viss okeāns.
But can you float a cruise ship in a drop of water?
Bet vai jūs varat kravas kuģi nest ar ūdens piliem palīdzību?
Krishna is like the ocean and you are like the drum.
Un Krishna ir kā okeāns un jūs esat kā piliens.
Does that answer your question?
Bet tas atbildes jūsu jautājumu.
Yeah.
Okay, very good.
I think that among devotees, among personalities, we have different natures.
Yes, because we are all part and parcel of Krishna, and he is supremely independent. Therefore, each one of us have our own independent natures. That's a fact. That's a quality of uniqueness is there in God, and because we are part of him, we also have the quality of uniqueness.
Tātad jautājums bija, bet starp baktām, taču mēs esam kā personības, mēs esam atšķirīgi, un atbildi ir jā. Tā kā Krišna pats ir unikāls, tad arī katra no viņa mazajām daļiņām viņai piemīt šī unikalitātes kvalitāte. Tāpēc katra daļiņa pati par sevi ir unikāla.
During the winter here in Latvia, there are so many snowflakes that fall.
Ziemas laikā tik daudz sniegpārsliņas krīt.
Have you ever looked under the snowflakes in a microscope?
Jūs esat paraudzījušies uz sniegpārsliņām mikroskopā.
Every snowflake is completely different.
Katra sniegpārsliņa ir pilnīgi atšķirīga.
So, all the people, they are like snowflakes.
Un visi cilvēki ir kā sniegpārsliņas.
Every person is unique.
Katra personība ir unikāla.
You are unique.
Jūs esat unikāli.
That's a fact.
Tas ir fakts.
So, any other questions?
No, your time.
Yeah.
Tad jautājums ir, kā saprast to, ka no vienas puses Krišna mūs rāda, bet no otras puses mēs eksistējam mūžīgi.
How to understand the fact that we were emanated from Krishna, but on the other hand we exist eternally.
That means Krishna is eternally emanating even, that's all.
Tas nozīmē, ka Krišna mūžīgi mūs izpauž.
He's eternally emanating you.
Viņš mūžīgi jūs izpauž.
There was never a time when he was not emanating you, nor will there ever be a time when he's not emanating you.
You meaning as one person, you, not plural, you in terms of...
Talking about him.
Yeah. Nekad nav bijis tāds tā, ka viņš būtu pārtraucis jūs izpaust. Nikada ne bylo takovo vremeni, kada on by vas ne rozprostranjal, ne proyavljal by vas. On večno vas proyavljaet.
You're not self-manifested.
Jūs ne izpaudāt sevi, vi sebe ne proyavili.
You're the emanation of Krishna.
Jūs esat Krishnas izpaužna.
He's been emanating you for all of eternity.
Un viņš jūs izpauž mūžīgi.
To enjoy a loving relationship with you.
Lai baudītu mīlestības pilnas attiecības ar jums.
The very purpose of your existence is to love Krishna.
Vienīgais tas pamatjēga, kāpēc jūs eksistējat, ir tāpēc, lai
therefore, if you don't love Krishna, there's no way you can be happy.
Un tāpēc, ja jūs nemīlat Krishna, tad jūs nekādā veidā nevarat būt laimīgs.
I don't care how much money you may have.
Vienalga, cik jums ir naudas,
how much power you may have,
vai cik jums ir varas,
how many beautiful women you may have,
vai cik jums ir brīnišķīgas sievas,
how much influence you may have,
vai kāda būtu jūsu ietekme.
There's no material arrangement that can make you happy.
Nav kāda materiāla apstākļa, kas varētu darīt jūs laimīgu.
There's only one thing that can make you happy.
Tikai viena lieta var darīt jūs laimīgu.
And that is to revive your lost loving relationship with Krishna.
Un tas ir atmodināt sevi jūsu zudušās mīlestības pilnās attiecības ar Krishnu.
Anything else?
Vēl? Well, what to do if a devotee is sick and can't chant 16 rounds?
Make him up the next day?
During previous day he has chanted more than 16 rounds.
No, you can't count the previous day. You have to make him up after it, not before.
Jūs varat pieskaitīt klāt, bet jūs nevarat pieskaitīt pirms.
Anything else?
Vēl? Kā notiek šis process, pilnībā tiek atstāti savu pienākumu un pilnībā cilvēks nododas Dievam. Could you kindly explain the process of leaving one's duties and fully surrender to fully surrender to Krishna?
What duties are you talking about?
Par kādiem pienākumiem jūs runāt?
Material duties or spiritual duties?
Par materiālajiem vai garīgajiem pienākumiem?
Material.
For example, like serving your country or something like that?
Piemēram, kalpot savai valstī?
Serving your parents? What material duty are you talking about leaving?
Kalpot saviem pie vecākiem. Par kādiem pienākumiem jūs runāt? Ikdienas pienākuma attiecības ar sievu, attiecības ar vecākiem. Everyday's duty is
for example,
relationships with my wife, with my parents.
Oh, your wife is a devotee.
Jūsu sieva ir bhakti.
So your duty is to take care of your wife. Those are spiritual duties.
Jūsu rūpes par sievu ir pie garīgajām rūpēm.
Now with your parents, your parents, they are not devotees.
Jūsu vecāki, viņi nav bhaktis.
So normally, in material life, one is obliged to obey his parents. That's the normal etiquette.
Normally, in material life, cilvēkam ir jākalpo saviem.
So as far as possible, one should be respectful to one's parents, even if they are non-devotees. One should, as far as possible, be respectful to one's parents.
Un cik tālu tas iespējams, cilvēkam ir jābūt cieņas pilnam pret saviem vecākiem, pat ja viņi nav bhaktis.
But if they are telling you to give up Krishna consciousness,
bet ja viņi saka jums, ka jums ir jāatstāj Krišnas apziņa,
then you have to ignore such instructions.
Tad jums ir jāignorē šādas norādījumus.
The spiritual duties, they always override any material duties which contradict them.
Garīgie pienākumi vienmēr ir stāv augstāk par materiāliem pienākumiem gadījumā, ja tie nonāk pretrunā.
Surrender to Krishna means you execute your spiritual duties all the time. 24 hours.
Nodot sevi Krišnam nozīmē, ka jūs pildāt savus garīgos pienākumus.
And any material duties which get in the way of your spiritual duties, those are neglected.
Bet tie materiālās dzīves pienākumi, kas nostājās jūsu garīgās dzīves pienākumu ceļā, tos jūs atstājat novārtā.
Does that answer your question?
Tas atbild uz jūsu jautājumu. No.
No, so what? Then ask again. Clarify your question. You want to ask me privately?
It is a bit confusing that this term what does it mean to leave these duties?
Oh, Sarvadharman Parityaja. It means to give up anything which is not favorable for Krishna consciousness.
That's what it nozīmē atstāt jebko, kas nesekmē Krishnas apziņu.
Doesn't mean that you give up acting in a dutiful way.
Tas nenozīmē, ka jūs pārstājat darboties ar pienākumu apziņu un pienākumu pārstājat pildīt pienākumus.
But you accept only one duty, and that's to surrender to Krishna.
Bet jūs pieņemat vienu pienākumu, un tas ir nodot sevi Krishna.
And then whatever duties Krishna wants you to execute, those you execute. You understand?
Un tos pienākumus, ko Krishna vēlas, lai jūs veicat, tos jūs veicat.
You have one duty only, and that's to do what Krishna wants you to do. That's it.
Un jums ir viens pienākums, tas ir darīt to, ko Krishna vēlas, lai jūs darītu.
So that's understood by reading the scripture and by following the order of your spiritual master.
Un ko tas nozīmē, to var saprast, lasot rakstus un sekojot savu garīgā skolotāja norādījumiem.
So you simply do whatever Krishna wants, and you don't do what Krishna doesn't want you to do.
Jūs vienkārši darat to, ko Krishna vēlas, un nedarāt to, ko Krishna nevēlas.
Does that answer your question?
Es atbildu uz jūsu jautājumu. И у вас нет времени читать книги, да?
Ну, является ли это тоже Кришна вопрос?
Является ли указание руководство тем, что хочет Кришна? Tātad jautājums ir, ja es atnāku uz darbu, un man tempļa autoritātes liek darīt noteiktus pienākumus, bet tepat laikā mans garīgais skolotājs ir teicis, lai es lasu grāmatas. Ir skaidrs, ka garīgā skolotāja norādījumi ir saskaņā ar Krišnas vēlmē, bet vai tas, ko liek man darīt Krišnas tempļa autoritātes, vai tas ir sekošana Krišnas vēlmē? Ja?
Ja?
question is, when I'm living here in the temple, and every day I'm doing what I'm ordered by the temple authorities. Mm-hmm. At the same time, my spiritual master ordered me to read books. So I understand that the instructions of my spiritual master are he represents Krishna. So
temple 30 also represents Krishna.
And question is,
you have to do both.
Does the order of the temple authority represent Krishna?
So, both of them do.
Abi šie norādījumi pārstāv tempļa autoritātes norādījumi pārstāv Krishna.
The temple president is a representative of the spiritual master.
Jo garīgais skolotājs, tempļa prezidents ir garīgā skolotāja pārstāvis.
So you have to do both.
Jums ir jādara abi.
Don't be lazy.
Nesiet slinks.
Don't be lazy and blame it on, well, the temple president, it's his fault.
Nesiet slinks un nevainojiet temple president.
No, you don't be lazy. You find the time to read. Even 15 minutes a day. If you read 15 minutes every day, you can become very learned in the philosophy. Even 15 minutes a day of study.
Pat 15 minūtes dienā, ja jūs studēsiet, jūs būsiet ļoti izglītots filozofijā.
Actually, I remember when I was a brahmachari, we had a temple commander who said, reading books is maya. Don't read Prabhupada's books. That's maya to read Prabhupada's books. So I, in the class, I asked the temple president, I said, is it maya to read Prabhupada's books? So then the temple president made sure after every day I was reading the books at least half an hour a day. He understood what was going on. The temple authority is telling you it's maya to read. I'm sure they're not telling you that here. Yeah. They're not telling you. Rishikesh is very Krishna conscious devotee. But our temple commander was actually so fanatic, he said it's maya to read Prabhupada. He ended up leaving the movement after that. It's understandable when you're preaching such a bogus way, you know. Well, you know what Prabhupada said? He said, she'd always be doing service. And you should always be studying. So somehow we have to do both. We have to study and work very hard. But I give you the insider secret how to do it. It's like when you take a chemistry course in the university. You go to the lecture section of the course and the laboratory section. Both of them are part of your studies. So in the same way, when you're doing your service under the order of your temple president, now you're in the laboratory. Devotional service and practice. You have to see through the eyes of the scripture when you're doing your service. And that way you can be studying devotional service while you're doing it at the same time. So in this way you can study and do service 24 hours a day.
Un tādā veidā jūs varat gan studēt, gan kalpot 24 stundas dienaktī.
I one time told Srila Prabhupada, there's not enough time in the day for studying.
Es teicu Srila Prabhupada, man nav pietiekami daudz laika studēt.
Prabhupada didn't accept my stupid statement.
Un Prabhupada nepieņēma manu muļķīgu apgalvojumu.
He said there's much time in the day for study.
Viņš teica, ir pietiekami daudz laika dienā, lai mācītos.
So you simply have to be eager to, truly eager to study and not waste any time.
Jums vienkārši ir jābūt šai karstajai vēlmei mācīties un netērēt laiku tukšo.
And then Krishna will give you full facility to read Prabhupada's books. Any other questions? Yeah.
I just want to clarify. Then, for instance, if my spiritual master, you, order me to, let's say, to make the radio stations I run, number one radio stations in the country.
Mm.
So, then by following this order, I'm fulfilled.
Any other questions? Oh, okay, I think you didn't. Yeah, yeah. Well, you haven't asked yet. She already asked. Let you go first.
Почему приходят такие мысли, голову, например, или это у меня майя сбивает с толку, да, или же это какая-то игра Кришны, или же я слабо предаюсь Кришне, что мне не открывается, да, какая игра вообще, так, на хорошем уровне.
Да, не, вы сказали, а проблема в чем, что когда эта мысль о непостижимости, она...
То есть Господь не открывается, почему? Или же мне майя сбивает с толку, что я так думаю о нем, что он такой непостижимый, что просто не хочет уже постигать, запускается духом, да? Или же...
Окей. Mēs zinām, ka Dievs ir tas neaptverams, un, bet dažkārt liekas, ka dēļ tā, ka viņš ir neaptverams, nolaižās rokas un pat negribās vairs censties viņu aptvert, apjēgt. Un kāpēc ir šādas, kāpēc šādas sajūtas rodas?
We know that Krishna is inconceivable, but thinking about that very fact that he is inconceivable, sometimes I feel that, well, I lose interest to try to understand him, because he is inconceivable. And question is, why such thoughts appear and what's the reason that I lose
Maya's trick?
Maya's trick.
You can fully realize God.
Jūs varat pilnībā
apzināties. Krishna will personally come to you.
Krishna personiski var atnākt pie jums.
You cannot realize him intellectually, but by pure heart you can fully realize him.
Jūs nevarat intelektuāli saprast, bet ar tīru sirdi jūs varat pilnībā saprast.
Don't let Maya trick you.
Neļaujiet, ka Maya jūs mana.
Столько ситуаций произошло много, которые остались без ответа, да, а ты хочешь видеть причину всех причин, Кришну. И вот такая мысль, такие, что они костяжи.
И так много разных ситуаций, которые так и остались без ответа, но хотелось видеть всю целую. И последняя фраза.
Вот это вот такие мысли происходят.
Он так и стал думать на это. I have experienced so many situations where I haven't received any answer, but I'm willing to understand and to see the cause of all causes. And then, but when I get in such situations when I can't understand what's going on,
you have to increase your bhakti.
Jums ir jāpalielina savas bhakti.
You know what Prabhupada told me?
Jūs zināt, ko Prabhupada man teica?
He wrote me a letter. He said, if you are engaged, fully engaged 24 hours in Krishna consciousness, with full sincerity of attitude, Krishna will personally come and answer all your questions.
Krishna personiski atnāks un atbildēs uz visiem tiem jautājumiem.
Prabhupada's direct words to me.
Tie bija tieši prapās vārti, viņš man uzrakstīja.
So you just have to increase your bhakti, that's all.
Tas nozīmē, ka ir
And then all answers will be given by Krishna from within your heart.
Un tad jūsu sirdī Krishna atbildēs uz visiem jautājumiem.
Sarvashataham śrīdhi sannamishto mutakmas mistir gyanam apohanam cha. I am seated in the heart of all living beings, and from me come remembrance, knowledge, and forgetfulness.
Es atrodos visu dzīvu būtņu sirdīs, un no manis nāk zināšanas, aizmiešana un atcerēšanās.
Bhagavad Gita, chapter 15, text 15.
15, Bhagavad Gita, 15.
This process works.
Šis process darbojas.
You just have to work the process.
Jums vienkārši jāstrādā pie procesa.
And Krishna will personally come and answer all your questions.
Krishna personiski atnāks un atbildēs uz jūsu jautājumiem.
You won't be bewildered anymore, you'll understand everything.
Un jūs vairs nebūsiet apjūts, jūs visu sapratīsiet.
You just have to become fully absorbed in pure devotional service 24 hours a day.
Mums vienkārši jābūt 24 stundas diennaktī pilnībā iegrimdējušamies kalpošanā.
You had questions.
So we know that the spiritual master is the representative of Krishna here on earth. Is there any difference between spiritual masters? Because I've heard that there is the term of in Sanskrit Uttama Apikara. So that means the highest.
Yes, there is a difference.
Yautan.
Prabhupada explains, yes.
Does it mean that this spiritual master of Uttama Bhattakari, that he is living at the same time in the spiritual world and at the same time here on earth, in material?
What is it? Does it mean that Uttama Bhattakari is living at the same time in the spiritual world and here on earth?
Yeah, the Uttama Bhattakari is actually fully immersed in the spiritual world, even while he's here on this planet. That's a fact.
Jautājums bija par to, ka par garīgiem skolotājiem, garīgais skolotājs ir Krišnas pārstāvis šeit uz zemes, bet es esmu dzirdējusi par Uttama Bhattakari, kas ir visaugstākais garīgā skolotāja līmenis, un jautājums ir vai tā, ka viņš vienlaicīgi dzīvo gan garīgajā pasaulē, gan atrodas šeit uz zemes, un atbild ir jā.
Jo mam pašyati sarvatra, sarvam ca mayi pašyati, tashaham na camashyami, sacame na pranashyati. Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita chapter 6, text number 30.
Krishna saka Bhagavad Gita sestās nodaļas 30. Pantā.
For one who sees me everywhere and sees everything in me, I'm never lost, nor is he ever lost to me.
Kas mani redz visur un visu redz mani, tam es nekad neesmu zūdis un viņš nekad nav zūdis man.
So the Uttama Bhattakari, he is always seeing Krishna.
Uttama Bhattakari vienmēr redz Krishna.
So he's always in the spiritual world.
Yeah.
Her question was, is he existing in the spiritual world at the same time here also?
Yes. Actually, we is described that Prahlad Maharaj is simultaneously in the spiritual world and the material world, as an example. It's right there in the Bhagavatam purport. Any other questions? Yes.
So does it mean that if one has developed such a quality that one sees Krishna behind everything, behind these so-called material things, then having such a vision, one is fully in devotional service?
Yes. Absolutely.
Jautājums ir tāds, vai tas nozīmē, ka cilvēks ir attīstījis tādu redzējumu, ka viņš pat aiz tā sauktajām materiālajām lietām, piemēram, tramvai, kas brauc, vai jebko redz Krišnais tā, vai tas nozīmē, ja cilvēkam šāds redzējums, ka viņš visu laiku ir garīgās kalpošanas stāvoklī. Atbildi ir jā.
He is Krishna within everything and everything within Krishna, yeah.
Jā, viņš redz visu Krišnā un Krišnu visā.
Anything else?
Well,
everyone satisfied?
Visi ir apmierināti.
Yes. Oh, okay.
Kā Dievs dod
Kā Dievs dabū laimi, viņš pats ir laimīgs.
Is God himself happy? And where does he get that happiness from?
God is unlimitedly happy.
Dievs ir neierobežots, bezgalīgi laimīgs.
By his very nature.
Pēc savas dabas.
He does not have to import his happiness from Riga.
Viņam nav jāimportē savu laimi no Rīgas.
He is happy just by his own nature.
Viņš pēc savas dabas ir laimīgs.
His very nature, he is called, in Sanskrit, he is called Atmaram, one who enjoys his own existence.
Sanskritā viņu sauc Atmaram, tas, kurš izbauda pats savu eksistenci.
You see, in this material life, for our happiness, we depend on so many external things.
Šajā dzīvē mūsu laime ir atkarīga no ļoti daudzām ārējām lietām.
But Krishna's happiness does not depend on anything external. Just by his own nature, he is happy.
Bet Krishna's laime nav atkarīga no nekā, kas ir ārēji cita. Viņa paša daba.
Unlimitedly happy.
Ir laimes pilna.
That means you can't measure how happy he is. It's inconceivable how much happiness he has.
Tas nozīmē, ka jūs nevarat pat nekādā veidā izmērīt, cik viņš ir laimīgs. Viņš ir neaptverams laimīgs.
And if you become his devotee, he will share his unlimited happiness with you.
Un ja jūs kļūsiet par viņa bhakti, par viņa kalpu, tad viņš dalīsies savā laimē ar jums.
He will give you that unlimited happiness also. He'll share it with you fully.
Un tad viņš pilnībā šo neierobežotu laimi, šajā neierobežotajā laimē dalīsies ar jums.
You can become his intimate friend.
Un jūs varat kļūt par viņu tuvu draugu.
He will give you unlimited happiness.
Un viņš sniegs jums neierobežotu laimi.
Would you like to surrender to him?
Vai jūs vēlētos tādā veidā viņam nodoties?
And get unlimited happiness?
Lai un saņem bezgalīgu laimi.
Yes?
Maybe.
Maybe. Well, maybe that means maybe and maybe not. Why not?
Kāpēc ne?
Kāpēc varbūt?
I don't know.
Yeah, that's right. But there is no good reason not to surrender to Krishna. We can't think of a good reason not to surrender because there is no good reason not to surrender.
Nenodoties Krišnai, tāpēc, ka nav nemaz tāda laba iemesla.
Can you think of any reason to surrender to Krishna? What would be a reason to surrender to Krishna?
Bet otrādi, vai jūs varat iedomāties kādu iemeslu, kāpēc nodoties viņai?
Because then you will be happy.
Because then you will be happy all the time.
That's right.
Tāpēc, ka tad tu būs laimīgs visu laiku.
Very good. So now you've given... Why reason we should surrender? Why? And no reason why we should not surrender. Okay, is there anything else? Raise your hand high so I can see it in the dark. Okay.
I remember that you told in a lecture that Krishna is increasing his happiness
yes.
by reciprocating relationships.
That's
with,
right.
So which means that we become the source of his happiness too.
Yes, of course. He uses us to increase his happiness. That's right.
He
uses us to increase his happiness.
Es jautāju, Guru Maharaj, jūs reiz teicāt lekcijā, ka Krišna nepārtraukti, lai gan viņš ir bezgalīgi laimīgs, viņš savu bezgalīgo laimi nepārtraukti palielina, kalpojot mums, veidojot attiecības ar mums, kas nozīmē, ka tad mēs kļūstam arī par viņa laimi savotu. Un, kaut es atbildu, jā, viņš izmanto attiecības ar mums, lai palielinātu savu laimi.
So any other questions? Yes.
Плакат Пикарма, на котором изображен Харинам Господа Читания, там написано, что будучи единственным садовником, как много плодов я могу сорвать, как много мест я могу обойти, как плодов сорвать и раздать. Могли бы хорошо объяснить? Будучи единственным садовником, как много плодов я могу сорвать и раздать?
Единственный это вопрос, как, а как много я могу это что из себя?
Ну вот это воспочитание слова, читание, читание, много, будем хорошо пояснять, что комментировать, да.
Я просто думаю, как это перевести, что это значит, будучи единственным, это вопрос, будучи единственным, но сколько же я могу сделать, или будучи единственным, как много я могу сделать. Понимаете, как это перевести, какую мысль?
Как много плодов я могу рождать один.
Один. Вот Господь Читания просит всех, чтобы все распространяли, понимаете?
Да?
Поэтому говорит, один я не могу.
There is a poster in the kitchen. And there is Harinam of Lord Chaitanya shown, and there are words from Chaitanya Charitamrita where Lord Chaitanya says, by being the only gardener, how many fruits I can distribute around. So could you explain this sentence? But point is that it's difficult to understand, but as I understand in Russian, it's in Russian, because there is could be two meanings. One meaning is just by being one, I can't distribute enough. Therefore, I want everyone to join this movement. Or you can translate it by being the only gardener, I can distribute.
I'd have to see the actual verse in its totality.
It is that Chaitanya is saying that there is so much fruit of Krishna's love of Krishna. So how can I alone distribute? How much I can distribute? So he's asking everybody else to participate preaching.
Mataji I palaboj kad kungs Chaitanya saka ir tik daudz Krishnas mīlestības augļu, kā gan es viens tos varu izplatīt.
That means each of us have to become preachers. That's what it means. They help him distribute it. That's what it means.
Полный цитат, что Господь Читань говорит, так много плодов любви Господа, как же я один могу их всех распространить?
Lord Chaitanya ordered us all to become preachers.
И поэтому Господь Читань, так и Кунг Читань, норад им свисьем, плют пар судинатаре.
Anything else? No, everyone satisfied now? Ready to adjourn?
Adjourn was...
Means end the class.
And yeah, got to wait. Short lecture.
There's nothing else we can adjourn and we can end the class.
Ja vairāk nekā nav, tad mēs varam beigt.
We thank you all very much for coming.
Paldies visiem, ka atnācāt.
We will assemble here again tomorrow morning.
Mēs jau atkal rīt pulcēsimies.
Around 10 till 8.
Bez 10:08.
Raja Vidya Srimad Bhagavad Gita ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai.
Sri Srimad Sankarshan Dasa Vikari Maharaj ki
jai.